Hello, and welcome to The Adjusting Lifestyle. I'm your host, Dr. Brian Nutley of Utley Chiropractic. This is a Utley Chiropractic production. We are proud to bring these podcasts to you to inform, educate, and hopefully save someone's life and have them living better. It's what we are all about. Follow us on Facebook, Utley Chiropractic, Instagram, Utley Chiropractic, the Twitter, Utley Chiro. Email us at UtleyChiro@gmail.com or livebetter@utleychiropractic.com with your questions, your complaints, your concerns. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We have a good one that we're bringing to you today. It's about red flags. When you wave the right flag, you're surrendering. I give up. When the red flag waves, there is an emergency that needs to be addressed as soon as possible. And most of the time it's pertaining to your health. We want you to live better. We want to possibly have your life saved so you can continue to do the Lord's work on this earth. We don't want a technicality of some sort or something like, oh, I wish I would have known that, for it to be too little too late. We want to be able to save your life. We want you to be able to save someone else's life. We want you to pay it forward. So red flags are danger signs of your health. It can be a situation where a stroke might occur, a heart attack, you have cancer, you have some debilitating disease, or you're having some issues with your spine that you really need to get adjusted and you don't need to wait any longer or continue to pop Advils and Tylenols all the time. The beauty of being able to identify a red flag is that you do not, I repeat, you do not need a medical profession or a medical professional to be able to spot it. You can spot it. So you can get to that medical professional so they can help you or someone you love out and hopefully save their life. There was a lady recently in the news who was kind of affiliated with Utley Chiropractic. I don't want to dive into it too much, but she was running around the track and during a school situation, and she was complaining of certain things that was going on with her. Long story short, she passed out and never recovered. She passed away. Our thoughts and prayers go out to their family. That is such a scary situation where you wake up one morning and you're talking to your child and they don't come home that day. Could those things have been prevented? I think so. Now, we never know the day or the time when it's time for the good Lord to bring us home. But what we want to do is make sure that we're covering ourselves and taking care of ourselves. So to those people who are in charge of the children, who are the parents, have the children go to a certain school function or go to a camp or go anywhere, you are responsible for this child. You are, oh my goodness, you are so responsible for this child, and you have to be able to err on the side of caution. If someone says they can't run, if somebody says they can't do that, it's not the end of the world, folks. Sit them down, check them out, give them some water. If they're faking, fine, let them fake. If they're serious, great, we just probably saved somebody's life. But don't override that and say, it's okay, don't worry about it. I remember when I was in high school and I had the flu. And I said, Coach, I got the flu, keep running, Utley, keep running. And I was running, I was about to pass out. I got home, 104 degree temperature. I mean, who knows? I'm just glad I was able to go through that. And I didn't stop myself and say, no, I can't go anymore. I kept running. We have to be brave enough. We have to be, and this is a message that you have to send out to your kids. You have to be able to say, look, I can't do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll let the consequences or repercussions happen. But, you know, I tell my children, if something happens and you feel in your heart of hearts that you can't do something or you don't want, or you're refusing to do it, don't do it. Talk to me about it and we'll get the situation resolved. Live to fight another day. Live to fight another day. And it's coming out in the news that, oh yes, this person was complaining of certain things. This person was dehydrated or whatever it may have been. But the red flags was present and people were ignoring them. And that's the scary thing about it. Man, it gives me chills just thinking of it. And it's like when my children are active and they're playing their sports, and I just pray that they're staying healthy, that everything's okay. But I'm also praying that you know, people are looking after them, looking over them. Now, with this podcast, we are just kind of giving you stories of things where you can kind of recognize and apply to your life if it ever happens. My father is a cancer survivor of multiple myeloma. This is a form of cancer where you have the bone marrow, a cancer in the bone marrow, and it's weakening his bones, and it affects your whole body. And it was a crazy thing to watch him go through that ordeal. And I'm glad he's on the other side and he's able to tell about it. It has slowed him down just a little bit, but I'd rather him be slowed down than not be here at all. But when he was going through his problems, he was complaining of his back. It started off with a little bit of back pain, and he was coming to get adjusted, saying he was feeling a little bit better. But then he continued. Back pain got worse. And he says, okay, something's not right here. We need to go ahead and get some lab tests done. Got the lab test done, and sure enough, he had multiple myeloma. Also was noticing that he was losing weight, and that's what prompted us to be a little bit concerned about it. And as being in family, you're in denial a lot of the time, saying, oh, that's not going to happen to my parents. That's not going to happen to so-and-so. They're fine. You don't want to bring that in. But in actuality, you need to bring that in because certain things may be present. But he had the characteristics of the pain that was not giving in or not getting relief. He also had unexplained weight loss, characteristics of cancer. But I'm glad that we caught him early, and so now that we can give him the care that he needs, or the care that he needed, and now he's doing much better now. Okay, so being able to spot these red flags can either save your life or someone else's life. I was riding in the car, and there was a commercial on strokes, and the person who was having the stroke couldn't verbalize anything. So the other person was talking to him, and the inner self was saying, I am having a stroke. I am having a stroke. And then it was like the person was looking at, look at your face. Your face is changing. And why are you not responding to me? They just had a blank stare, and then their face started kind of getting disfigured in a certain way. A red flag. Call someone immediately so we can get the help. You can save someone's life. Same thing with a heart attack. If you're noticing someone, I mean, somebody's complaining of jaw pain, somebody's complaining of left shoulder pain and is raining down their hands and arms, okay, this is not good. Let's call somebody. And be err on the side of caution. If you feel like there's a red flag present and it needs to be addressed, worry about the other things later. I mean, I got to go to the emergency room. I got to sit in the emergency room all day. Hey, look here. You might save somebody's life. I got to pay $150 copay. Forget all of that. Because if you talk about those type of things, this person might not even be here anymore. It's just about saving someone's life, man. It's just, and when you go to your doctor, they're taking the consultation, they're getting a history of you, they're asking about your family's history, so they can all tie it in together. I think the consultation almost is most important. It's more important than actually giving the treatment, because now you know how to go about things, how to correct things. So I want you to err on the side of caution when you're dealing with your family and your loved ones, and make sure that they are in good health. And if they're not in good health, get them the care that they need. Okay? I have a person I went to high school with. She gave me a call, knew I was a chiropractor, and said, I'm having this excruciating back pain, and it's like I'm feeling numbness going down both legs. So I'm thinking it's a disc from what she's talking to me about. Okay, let's get you scheduled. We get her scheduled, and she never shows up for the appointment. Long story short, she comes in later. Oh, well, she calls me later and says, I have this rare disease, and it's debilitating to the point where I'm confined to a wheelchair now and I can't use my legs. I said, wow. Okay, she never made it into the appointment. She went on ahead and went to the emergency room, got checked, and now she's doing much better. She still has a disease. It is debilitating, but she knows how to handle it. She knows how to take care of herself. She knows more about it now. But I'm glad that she took the steps that she needed to take. And didn't just leave it at waiting on me or waiting on her to get to my office. That's what I'm talking about. Is that extra step, is that extra mile that you have to go in order to save someone's life. Being able to identify red flags is crucial. And like I said, you do not have to be a doctor. You do not have to be a first responder. Just notice that when things are not going right. Listen, pay attention. Hear what the person is saying so you can possibly save someone's life. Thank you for your time today. I want you to live better. I want you to help each other out. And let's continue to spread the love. Once again, visit us at on Facebook, social, Twitter, Instagram, Utley Chiropractic. Subscribe to our podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it's informative. And have a great day.